This radio program is PG-13. Parents strongly caution some material may be inappropriate for children under the age of 13.
The following program is sponsored by Michael W. Smith.
The views expressed on the following program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership.
Arizona, this is Brother Mike. I'm back on the radio. Welcome to HardcoreChristianity.com. Thanks for tuning into the program. Wow, today's Bible study, Orange Orgasms. Welcome to Filthy Fridays on Hardcore. Hang in there. Please do not tell anybody else that the radio program is on today. This program's to be kind of kept confidential. This doesn't look good. It don't sound good either. This is Brother Mike. I'm the professional counselor at the Arizona Deliverance Center. We're in Phoenix. We're downtown, 15th Avenue, south of Osborne. It's the red brick building. If you look at our website, HardcoreChristianity.com, you'll see that we have all kinds of ministry services available. We have a counseling center there. There's no charge for counseling services if you are a born-again Christian. All you have to do is contact me. I'll get you on the counseling schedule. Send me an email, Mike at HardcoreChristianity.com. Call me, 602-636-5800. No charge for counseling services. I have a podcast every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock on twitch.tv. We have live Zoom services during the week. Monday nights is the ladies' night for a special meeting at the Deliverance Center and for Zoom service at 6:30, Deliverance and Healing. Wednesday nights we have a Zoom service for everybody. Starts at 6 p.m. Every Thursday and Friday night we have live services. Preaching, teaching, healing, and deliverance, they all start at 7 o'clock. We also have special services for children, for prayer, and I hope you'll hit the PayPal button and send us another donation. Thank you for all the support you've given us. I've been on the radio now for over 21 years, thanks to you. Several radio programs over the years, I can't count them all. There have been so many of them. I've warned Arizona and the United States and everybody who would listen about the rise of lust demons in America. Lust demons are sexual perversion spirits. They usually get into the person's body during childhood, during periods of abuse or great disappointment. These lust demons hyperventilate a person's sexual desire, and later on in life they become sex addicts or porn addicts or Pornhub fans. And these powerful lust demons, once they're loose in your body and once they are fed sin, they become extremely dangerous and extremely powerful. They will influence you and goad you and push you into jeopardizing your entire life. I mean, your family, your marriage, your children, your career, you name it. These demons are beyond comprehension, superpowered. Take the case of Patrick Batillo, age 37, lives in Goodyear. He was a varsity basketball coach at Peoria High School. This just happened recently, by the way. Patrick was on the hunt at Peoria High looking for, 15, 16-year-olds, 17-year-olds to send him videos. Sex videos. He was encouraging 16, 17-year-old kids to send him sex videos, and he wanted to sell them to a woman who he was partnering with at the school. And this woman had been with the school for literally 4 years. It was unbelievable. Her name was Mrs. Holgate. And she had worked at a program there at the school for 23 years. And the program at the school specialized in assisting at-risk children. And Patrick was also helping out with that program. And people who have lust demons who are pedophiles, this is a very common experience. They always hang around children. They love to be where children are. They love to be where young people are. So you'll frequently find them in schools. Schools is kind of a breeding ground for these lust demons. to isolate perverts who then go around recruiting children for sexual activity. It's actually very common. A lot of people don't know that. But they hang around daycare centers, playgrounds. They're involved in schools. Many of you know about the gasping Boy Scout scandal that broke out several years ago. Hundreds of millions of dollars in lawsuit settlements and punitive damages in court resulted from that Mormon sex scandal with the Boy Scouts. Okay, many of you have heard about, on numerous occasions over the decades of the Roman Catholic Church, pedophiles, pedophile priests everywhere, molesting children. What causes all this? Lust demons. These demons of lust are so powerful, they will cause you to risk your entire career. They will cause you to risk your life. By the way, do you know who Patrick Batillo is? Have you ever watched a Phoenix Suns game? Have you ever seen a guy there that's completely orange? His skin is orange, his hat, everything, all his clothing, everything orange. He's called the Orange Man. He's a huge Phoenix Suns fan. He loves basketball. Obviously, he's coaching at a Peoria High School. Have you ever seen him on TV? Yeah, the Orange Man. He's been there for years. This is the guy who's a sex pervert. He chases down kids. He wants them to perform sex acts and videos. And he wants them to send them to him. And there's an economic benefit to it. If you look at the Baptists, the Southern Baptists, the gigantic scandal that broke out in that denomination. What a painful experience that was. What an expensive experience that was. Can you imagine that? Wow. That was tens of millions of dollars paid out over years of abusing children. Satan sets up this system of sexual abuse, and he does it through lust demons. He gives you an uncontrollable desire for sex, an abnormal desire for it. Nobody needs to masturbate 4 and 5 times a day. Nobody needs to have sex constantly. That is abnormal. Okay? I've been a counselor for over 40 years. I've counseled many people who had sex addictions. Their addictions carried them into areas that you wouldn't believe they were involved in. To Catch a Predator is back on the air now. That program has made a comeback. Do you remember that with Chris Hansen years ago? To Catch a Predator. They set up sting operations for men to meet up with girls who were obviously underage and that they were told was underage, okay? These sexual perversion demons give men a fantasy of having sex with a young girl. They feel it's the cleanest and the most wonderful sexual experience they could ever possibly have. The demons tell them that to take a young girl's virginity is the most satisfying thing in the world. And so they set up sting operations, and these guys walk into them, and literally their lives are destroyed. Their wives find out about it. Their employer finds out about it. Their church finds out about it. And it costs them a fortune and legal fees to hire lawyers to defend them. All of these things accomplished because of lust demons. Lust demons cause a person to do things they would never normally do if they were in their right mind. These lust demons are powerful. They get in during periods of abuse. If you were abused as a child, you can be delivered and healed. Give me a call, 602-636-5800. Once you remove these lust demons, it's quite amazing. The person recovers. Once you get these spirits in your body that are pushing you to do things that you don't really want to do. You know, believe it or not, people that are sex addicts are extremely miserable people. They don't want to be a sex addict. They're tired of being controlled by their sex drive, and they want healing. If you are a born-again Christian and you've got lust problems, I have seen numerous, dozens, over and over again over the years, of Christians with lust problems get completely cured. You can be completely cured. Deliverance is the only answer, however. There is no other answer. If you go any other method through psychiatry, counseling, medications, group therapy, individual therapy, whatever it is, you may improve your situation and you may actually stop committing sex crimes. But the deep-seated urge for sex will not leave you until those demons are removed. You send me an email, mike@hardcorechristianity.com. I have a step-by-step program that allows you to spiritually remove these spirits. If you don't live in the Phoenix area and you can't come in for counseling and deliverance, you can still be free. Send me an email, mike@hardcorechristianity.com. I will send you the step-by-step list to be delivered from lust demons and sexual perversion. If you are a sex addict and you live out of state, or you know someone who's a sex addict and they need help, and if they are Christians, please contact me. Send me an email, give me a call. I will send them the step-by-step guide to be healed and cured from sexual perversion demons. I'll send it out immediately. You don't have to end up like the Southern Baptists, the Mormons, the Boy Scouts, the Roman Catholic Church. You don't have to end up like these sex perverts on Epstein Island and Diddy and all these people in Hollywood who are human traffickers having sex with underage girls. They love it. In their mind, it's the most wonderful, satisfying, cleanest sex you can have is sex with a 14 or 13-year-old girl. This is what these demons do. They tell them what they want. They tell them what they need. They tell them how wonderfully satisfying it is. And before you know it, you're on another edition of To Catch a Predator. If you're not on that show, believe me, you've been caught. The devil has you by the throat and somewhere else. And if you don't get him out of your body, if you don't get him out of your body, you are going to suffer for the rest of your life, miserably dying on porn and sitting there like Jeffrey Toobin, masturbating on the phone or on Snapchat or on a video while you're talking to somebody else. Okay, Jeffrey Toobin masturbating on a Zoom call. No normal human being would do something like that. That is a symptom of being infected with demons of lust. See you next time.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership. This program was sponsored by Michael W. Smith.